planned layoffs down.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. We got word this morning the number of planned layoffs at private firms last month fell to the lowest level in 4 years. That's according to consulting firm Challenger Gray and Christmas. President Obama signed a bill that extends unemployment benefits and gives those who are jobless subsidies for health insurance. Senators were able to get a bill through after a big logjam delayed the measure for days. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer is with us live from our Washington studio this morning. Hi, Nancy.
Good morning.
Tell us how we got here.
Well, in the Senate, one senator can hold everything up. And in this case, that senator was Republican Jim Bunning. He delayed a vote on funding that would extend unemployment benefits and pay workers on federal highway construction projects. But Bunning gave in yesterday, and the Senate then passed a $10 billion stopgap bill.
And Nancy, what was Senator Bunning's gripe?
Well, he wanted to force Democrats to find ways to actually pay for the bill so it wouldn't add to the federal deficit.
And who was affected by all this?
Well, unemployment benefits expired on Sunday, and hundreds of thousands of Americans faced the loss of unemployment checks that, of course, helped them pay the bills while they look for new jobs. They also temporarily lost federal funding for their COBRA insurance, and that's the insurance that you can buy when you lose your job. But the federal money is flowing again now, thanks to the stopgap bill the Senate passed, and President Obama has signed it. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid says the money is desperately needed.
If there were ever an emergency, this is it. It's not about the legislative process or Senate rules. It's about the rights of individuals to survive in America.
This is just a temporary solution, though, Nancy, right?
Right. It only lasts for a month. And now the Senate is getting to work on a $100 billion bill that would extend unemployment benefits through the end of the year.
Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer reporting from Washington. Nancy, thanks.
You're welcome.
European markets are still down, but by not as much after Greece announced further budget cuts to alleviate its debt. Let's do the numbers. The German DAX is flat. Actually, most European markets are pretty much flat right now, under about 0.25% off today. In Asia, shares are mostly higher. On Wall Street yesterday, not much movement. The Dow wound up ahead about 2 points. It closed to 10,405. There is a Senate hearing today on the Environmental Protection Agency's annual budget. Now, that includes President Obama's proposed $43 million in new funding to curb greenhouse gas emissions. Marketplace's Sarah Gardner reports from the Sustainability Desk it could turn into a climate regulations debate.
President Obama has vowed that if Congress won't regulate global warming emissions, the EPA will. But industry groups are lining up to oppose EPA regulation. 16 lawsuits have been filed, and critics in Congress are pushing resolutions to block it. Robert Dillon is a spokesman for Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski of Alaska.
It's not a good time to unleash these kind of regulations on the American economy when we're still trying to recover from the worst recession in decades.
But William Becker, head of the National Association of Clean Air Agencies, says even if Congress stops the EPA, the fight's not over.
The industry who is opposing this is not necessarily going to win the battle because states will still retain their rights to move forward.
Coal State Senator Jay Rockefeller, a Democrat, plans to introduce legislation this week to postpone EPA carbon limits for 2 years. I'm Sarah Gardner for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build strong customer relationships with email marketing, online surveys, and event marketing. ConstantContact.com. By Thomson Reuters, a source of intelligent information to businesses and professionals around the world. Thomson Reuters, knowledge to act. And by LendingTree.com. Tools and personalized advice to help control your financial destiny are at the all-new LendingTree.com.
So, the next smash hit in social media? Mobile applications that don't ask about what you're doing, but where you are. All this information sharing, though, comes at a price. From member station WBHM in Birmingham, Alabama, Gigi Duban reports.
There's a saying, misery loves company. And being stranded at the airport for 8 hours ranks pretty high on the misery scale. But Jim Patillo, a Birmingham lawyer who recently was stuck at O'Hare, found a way to take the edge off.
Foursquare helped me find not only places to eat and not eat in the airport, but also kind of helped me commiserate with some of the other stranded travelers.
Foursquare is one of a growing number of location-sharing applications. Users can broadcast their whereabouts through check-ins on their mobile devices and connect with others nearby. But there's a risk. Patillo has checked in from home before, blasting out his home address with a map on Twitter. Afterwards, he says he realized that probably wasn't the smartest thing to do.
If I later broadcast, I'm in Chicago for the weekend, there's my home unoccupied, those are some legitimate security concerns.
And that's exactly the point behind the new website, pleaserobme.com. The site compiles a list of Foursquare users who've recently checked in somewhere. Above the listings, it says recent empty homes. The creators of Please Rob Me say they don't encourage burglary. In a written statement, they say, quote, it was all about engagement with the privacy issue. In spite of the privacy concerns, it seems everyone wants a slice of the location-sharing pie. Take Yelp, for example. Stephanie Ichinose is communications director for the company.
Yelp is really all about connecting consumers with local businesses.
Since 2005, Yelp users have posted reviews of everything from restaurants to gas stations. But recently, the company added a check-in feature. Ichinose says that while the check-ins allow you to find out where your friends are or broadcast your own whereabouts, they're more about credibility. In other words, a reviewer who has checked in to the same place 15 times probably knows his stuff.
And so it just allows for, you know, another layer of trust.
And trust is something that many users of these mobile applications seem to have in abundance. In Birmingham, I'm Gigi Duban for Marketplace.
And finally, Topeka, Kansas is now, at least unofficially, Google Kansas. The mayor temporarily changed the city's name in hopes the internet giant will choose it as a test site for its ultra-fast connection. This sort of stunt's been done before in Topeka, Google. In 1998, the city changed its name to Topikachu in honor of Pokemon. I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.